Acts chapter 11, we'll read verses 22 through 25 to begin with. We'll go elsewhere in the book of Acts here shortly, but we'll start here in this 11th chapter. Where it says, "Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul." And just with that little snippet of church history, we'll bow our heads together and ask the Lord's blessing this evening. Heavenly Father, we praise you this evening, Lord, for your hand of protection and direction and guidance, Lord, through your Spirit, the power that is offered, the wisdom that is offered, the guidance into all truth that is offered through your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this blessing that would not have come had Jesus not left. Father, help us not to forsake and forget the gravity and the weight of that blessing and that understanding. Father, bless us as we consider your word this evening. Thank you for the provisions that you give to us, offer to us. Help us, Lord, to be willing to receive everything that you offer to provide for us in this walk of faith. Bless us tonight, I pray. Bless us in fellowship and joy, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, tomorrow, if you're not aware, if you forgot, or perhaps you are aware and didn't forget at all, we have our Holy Spirit roundtable meeting, that time we set aside apart from quote-unquote church time, where we just spend time seeking the Lord, and specifically for those who are interested and seeking for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, certainly. It's a time that we put aside because it kind of removes some of those limitations. I hate to say that we're limited during our typical church services, but there's just a natural practical limitation that comes logistically when we have our Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and Friday evening service that just kind of, there are certain limitations that just are there, whether we intend them to be or not. So we take this time to have a little bit of extra, well, time. Unencumbered, a little bit of extra liberty there. Those who have received the infilling of the Spirit, as I've said before, they're welcome to come and attend and pray with and pray for and pray alongside those ones who haven't received it. And those who haven't received it, they can come in and seek the Spirit and spend whatever time that they choose in submission to Him. They can bring those questions, they can bring the concerns to begin with, and then we can all spend time in that time of prayer. And I look forward to that this morning, or tomorrow morning, rather. Tonight, however, I'm not going to explain what the infilling of the Spirit is. I think that everyone present here has an understanding of it, if not a very, very full understanding of it. Tonight, I'm just going to consider a why. One why, because there are a number of different reasons why we might seek that gift, seek that blessing. Just one tonight that's just kind of overarching. Looking at our text passage here in Acts chapter 11, it records a time that was after Stephen's martyrdom. It was after Saul's conversion. It took place after Peter's revelation of the cleanness of things outside of the law. It took place in a time during the church's growing. It was still an early and a young church, a young body of Christ as we know it to be in this age. But it was young, but it was indeed growing and growing rather quickly. What needed to take place was further ministry. There were further flocks to shepherd now that the word was branching out and broadening out across the known land at that time. There were places yet to be reached by the word. There were far places that needed instruction, needed sharing, needed teaching of the word. There were near places that needed to be educated to Jesus, the fulfillment of the law. There was much work that needed to be done. There was a body that needed to be grown and to be broadened out, as there still is today. That need has not stopped. It's just that it was so early in that time. And as we read about this man, Barnabas, oftentimes overlooked in that he was coupled together with Paul. Paul and Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas. And that's not a bad thing, because Paul and Barnabas were tools and vessels for the Lord, and together they ministered greatly. But it's good to remember who he was on his own. He was a vessel that was utilized to help broaden that church, help take the message, even before he was joined together with Paul. And Acts 11 kind of speaks of that individual ministry. When it was growing at that time, news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, we see in verse 22 here. And they sent out Barnabas, that man, before he had joined up with Paul, to go as far as Antioch, where they were first called Christians, history tells us, the scripture tells us. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad. Should have been, certainly, because when we see the grace of God, we should take joy in that. And he encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. Barnabas had a ministry. It wasn't necessarily a ministry where he was to post up in this church congregation and head up that congregation and be the pastor for that congregation. He was given a certain measure of missionary work. He was sent to go to these different places and encourage them where the seeds had been planted, perhaps water those seeds. He was sent different places, different locations, different measures of danger in those locations, certainly, but he was appointed to do that. And then, after he was sent here, when he was intended, after he went there to encourage those saints, he was intended to go find Paul and then continue together. There was a public ministry for that man. There was. And it was a specific ministry for that man. And how was he described in that he was qualified for that ministry? Why was he sent out by those church leaders? Why did the church leaders there in Jerusalem say, "You, Barnabas, go"? What were his qualifications? We see it in verse 24. "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord," it says, as a result. Now, I believe that there were certainly other qualifications that would have been there. Certainly other, I don't know, qualities that the man had, talents that he had, things that he had been equipped with by the Lord, certainly. But being full of the Holy Spirit, we see here, well, it was clearly a valuable quality that he had to enable him for that work, to equip Barnabas for that work that he was appointed to, different than most other believers. It was unique to him, even among the apostles. He was assigned to go into that spot, not someone else. He was assigned to go and find Paul and join together with him and begin their own journey, not somebody else. And so he was equipped for that. And in part, simply because he was full of the Holy Spirit, had received the infilling of the Spirit. Now I'm going to take you to something a little bit different. On the other end, I hate to say on the other end of the spectrum, because I don't want to diminish the work of anyone who's in the will of God. But let's turn to Acts chapter 6. Another example of the Spirit's enabling. This event took place several years before that passage in Acts chapter 11, but it was still a young church, a newborn church, certainly, and they were establishing their own practical and logistic order for things. In Acts chapter 6, verse 1, "Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying," it was a growing church, followers were coming, hearing Jesus, following after Jesus, the word regarding him, "there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists," those foreign-born Jews, not those ones who were born native there in Judea or in Israel as we understand it, "because their widows," this is what they complained about, "their widows were neglected in the daily distribution." They weren't taken into the ministration of the natural provision, the meals or the services that were given to those ones, to the widows, because they were a marginalized demographic back in that day. "Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, 'It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.'" This is a practical thing that needs to take place. It's a provision under the order that we have in this present time, in this present age, that we minister to these widows. But we can't minister to the natural needs and also hold on to the clicker. We can't do both things at the same time. So we can't minister to these natural needs while we're also dealing with the Word of God in this very new, very energetic, very vibrant, very critical point, this church that is expanding and bringing the Word to everybody. There was this practical work that had to be done, tables that needed to be waited and mouths to feed and so on. Now, What did they call, of those ones that would be appointed to doing those things? It says there in verse 3 of Acts chapter 6. How were these ones directed to take part in that work? How were they to be equipped or qualified? Therefore, brethren, they said, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation. Good men. Isn't that what they called Barnabas, a good man? Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. For work that didn't necessarily involve public speaking, for work that didn't require that they stand there before those widows and break down the Word of God and, fancy words like exegesis of Scripture to establish what prophecy meant and all of those things. They weren't called to travel to distant, dangerous lands and bring the Word and the Gospel to those ones who hadn't been touched by the Word of God to that point or any other dramatic circumstance. They were called to serve tables. But being full of the Holy Spirit was clearly a valuable quality that would help them and equip them, those 7, for that work. Vastly different, it seems, than what Barnabas was appointed to, than what Peter was appointed to, than what John was appointed to, Silas and these other ones, than what even, any number of these ones that were sent out and about that we can read of the dramatic things that took place. I don't want to diminish those ones that serve those tables. In fact, if you're occupying the role that the Lord has for you, you're doing what he has for you. I mean, that's saying something. And that's not just saying something. Oh, yeah, you're good. Yeah. No, it's saying that you are doing what the Lord has for you to do. And he equips you for that, just like he equipped these ones here. And the Holy Spirit is beneficial and profitable, no matter where you fall, on one end or the other, or anywhere in between. Whether your ministry is to go and to declare to those dangerous lands and those remote places, like Barnabas was, in a specific, unique individual ministry for himself, or to serve God's people with a testimony of faithful quietness, which some of us are called to do such things, serving tables, or being served, that in and of itself is a role. To be served, those widows, this is kind of not in my notes, but I think of those ones. I can't speak for them, but I know how I would feel if I was in a place where I was merely made to where I could only be served. That would take something. I'm not trying to sound noble. That would bother me in my pride as a man. I would not want to just sit and be served all the time, naturally speaking, and feel like I couldn't take care of myself. So that in and of itself is something that the Spirit would enable. And I would have to need deliverance from such things. So I would imagine they could be, very well equipped by the Holy Spirit in their own being ministered to type of role. Saints, the Holy Spirit is going to be good and profitable no matter what our place is, no matter what our role is. If you seek and you desire to do the will of God, then the Holy Spirit is for you. And we should follow what Paul said. And I'll wrap up in Ephesians 5. We should follow what Paul says in Ephesians 5 there, when he says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Not all the details, as I say whenever I quote this one, this passage, not all the details, but understanding who he is and what he wants, his overall desire. And he starts to spell that out in verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, or squandering of spiritual opportunity, let me put it that way. But be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit so as not to squander or waste any opportunity that the Lord has for you. Whatever role that he has called you to, whatever purpose, whatever ministry is your own. Be filled with the Spirit so that you might be fully empowered to wring every bit of blessing out of that role that you possibly can. Whether it's grand seeming or simple seeming, great or small. Even if only, as it goes on, even if only in speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Saints, do you think we need to be equipped to do such things? Yes, I do. I need to be equipped to submit to others in the fear of God, to give thanks for all things. Sometimes to sing and make melody in my heart, I would not be able to do that were it not for the Spirit that is within. Saints, the fullness of the Spirit and the guidance and the power and the wisdom that that fullness gives to us will enable us, no matter where we are, who we are, what we are in the Lord. It is good for us and profitable in everything that you do as you serve the Lord in your walk of faith. So let me encourage you to seek Him, seek Him, seek Him, and the Lord will bless and equip you with what you need as you do.